Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. Joining me, the PhDs of the new year, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard. It doesn't get better than that. Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio earlier. He was saying it. I mean, he loves being with you guys. I love being with you. And so, welcome to January the 10th.
Yay.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's still a happy new year.
It is. And, you know, maybe right now everything has fallen apart for you.
By the 10th.
All your resolutions are
violated. My phone's ringing off the wall.
Yeah, this is going to be the new year, but you didn't do anything different other than say it was going to be a new year. Everything's going to be great. Okay, so now do it. Do what you need to do. Something different. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Sign up for Finding Freedom, which is the 25th. That's 2 weeks away. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be an amazing thing. Join Club New Life. Do something. Get out of the house. Go somewhere. Take a risk. Now's the time to do it on January the 10th. You will not regret it. And I don't think we're going to regret talking to Susan from Louisville, Kentucky, listening on WFIA. Hey, Susan, how are you?
Oh, fine.
That doesn't sound fine, okay. Susan. What's going on?
Hi, Susan.
Well, this is the issue. My husband and I, we've gone to counseling, and it seemed like we never go for any period of time because he always sabotages it to make sure that we don't go back, you know, like making up a lie or whatever. So then this time, he miscommunicates everything that I say. He twists everything that I say around to mean something else.
Yeah.
So this one time, he became so upset over what I said, he felt like he needed to go to counseling. And I said, well, I know one that we can go to. It's for 4 days, and it's in another state. And I thought, he can't run away from this. So that's what we did. And he did the usual. He threw me under the bus and put himself on a pedestal. I mean, I learned a lot about myself, which I was glad of that.
Yeah.
Because I figured that this way I can learn, you know, how to not react to him and how I can change my behavior.
So what's the question for us? What's the question for us with you're living with a man who thinks he can do no wrong? What's the question for us?
How do I live with it?
Yeah. Great question. I'm going to give you a shot at it, and then I'm going to let Jill and then Dave. But the first thing you do is you go back to the counselor the next week after he sabotaged it and said, we can't go back anymore. You go yourself. That's one thing.
Okay.
And you keep going. You don't let him cut you off at the knees or legs because he said something or whatever. You keep going. And you let him know, well, I'm going to go back next week and I'm going to visit with her or him about that.
And I hope you'll join me. Yeah. You're invited anytime to come and share your side of the story because now she's only hearing mine.
Now, when you do that, I suspect he's going to be full of rage, isn't he?
Well, the last time I went by myself, he didn't care.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was fine.
Okay, but when we come back from the break, Jill and Dave will help you with some more insight here, okay?
Okay.
Have you guys ever done anything other than marriage counseling to help?
Well, we've gone to different, you know, programs, but he will always say some little smart comment that would be...
Yeah. Okay. We'll be back.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here. We've got a brand new workshop coming up. It's January the 25th, and we're going to do it in Washington, D.C. It's a New Life Weekend. We're calling it Finding Freedom. And I don't know where you're stuck, but you can be free. We're going to talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. And it'll include the things that help you find that path to getting your life on track and staying on track. There'll be 8 teaching sessions, 6 small group sessions, and you can find out about it and sign up for it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us, talk to us if you want to be free. Finding Freedom, January the 25th. Great way to start the year. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and a person who says they can do no wrong, or you're with them and it seems like they can do no wrong, big signs of narcissism there, and I'm going to send you this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissistic Personality Disorder. I'm not saying that he has it, but it'll sure help
you might have
a
some
lot
traits
with him. But Jill, what would you say to her beyond just continuing going to counseling?
So, Susan, this is a man that can't tolerate anything being wrong or bad with him. So that's why he's got to dump it all on you. Okay? So I want you to see that he's very fragile in that way. So and yet he comes across like, you know, you can't get through to him, right? Mm-hmm. Or it's hard to break through. So that's his defense. And I want you to see that as a defense. And so I want you to start to talk to what's underneath the defense and to say things like, you know, I understand that you're really scared about going to therapy and that you get really afraid that somebody's going, to see something wrong with you. And I want you to know that my goal is not to throw you under the bus, but is to learn how to draw closer to you and to help us both to see the good in each other. So, see, he's really afraid. So he's throwing you under the bus and saying, well, she's the bad one, because he's sure that they're going to shine the light on him and say he's the bad one.
Gets the attention off of him.
Right. So that's what he's doing, because he doesn't understand what the purpose is. And he doesn't understand who you are, because since he's afraid of that and he's willing to throw you under the bus, he thinks you're going to do the same thing. Because we tend to think people are like us instead of seeing, no, not everybody's like us. Not everybody thinks the way we
do. Well, I threw myself under the bus.
Oh, well, you're not going to do that
anymore. Before he did. Yeah, you beat him to the punchline. So.
Dave, what are your thoughts here?
The other thing,
what are you thinking?
That I would do is I would point out, the only thing I would do in correcting him is to point out inconsistencies in his thought.
Mm-hmm.
He says something today, and a week from now, he says the opposite to it, and say, that's interesting, because last week you said such and such, and now this time you're saying this and this, and those don't seem to go together, and then just leave it at that.
Right.
Leave the inconsistency with him to figure out.
Kind of just hanging
probably
there.
Pick one or the other, but at least he struggles with
the
reality of it.
I have done that, and keep doing that.
Because that's the only thing that really can
Well,
get
yeah,
through.
You have to point out
he denies it.
He denies it.
Then here's another way to deal with it, Susan. Is that you? Whenever he gives you "I can do no wrong" statements, you write down what he says, how he says it. Like one time he might say, "Well, that wasn't my problem." He might say that, or give us an example of something he might say, or like, what does he say? "I didn't do that," or what does he say when he's not owning up to something?
He'll say something like. He'll act as if I have a memory problem.
Okay. So, all right. So here you go. So you write down, I'm not the problem. It's your memory. Okay. And then the next time, And so you come up with three or four statements that he uses that puts it back on you. And he may have been doing this for years and you've never written them down. So you write them down and, you know, one day you read the book and you've got those there hidden away in your book and you go, you know, honey, you've said, I have a memory problem. You've said, I don't understand. You've said, you were innocent. And you've said, that just isn't true. I've never heard you do anything but like say things like this. Do you think you do not have any problem at all? And then he says, oh, I'm not perfect. What problem do you think you have that's contributed to any problem that we have? And I think you'll get him to a point where he will say, I don't really think I have a problem at all. You'll get him to say it. I don't have a problem.
Yeah.
And then you can say, honey, I think that's our problem. Because mm-hmm. everybody has problems. Everybody struggles.
Well, you know, I couldn't understand after 4 days that they couldn't see how we could be at an intensive and he is perfect and his last two marriages were perfect.
Well, are you saying you went to a 4-day intensive?
Yes.
Yes.
And
they could not see it.
They didn't see it.
I mean, I'm thinking was so good.
He must be good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, you bring him to our intensive
Bible verses.
I'll tell you what, if you
bring
him to
our intensive
if you bring him to ours on February the 15th, and you come up to me afterwards and you say he did it again, I'll give you your money back. Because it doesn't happen. You can't do it. You know why? Because you're not just working with a professional. You're working with a team, and you're working in a group of other people. And
it's often it's the other man in the group that calls him on it. Not even the counselor, it'll be somebody else in the group, and he doesn't have any defense for it.
And you'll have an individual session with the counselor
really
where
arrogant.
You can say, you're just not seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to recommend.
He became arrogant when they kept asking him about his other marriages, but he says he didn't have any problems.
But then he would still be married if he didn't have any problems. That's
right.
The obvious.
The wives had problems.
Oh, the wives had problems, so he had to leave. Yeah.
Yes, all of them did.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what.
So
he picks very flawed individuals, doesn't he?
Yes.
All right.
He is so perfect that, you know, I'm thinking nobody is that perfect.
I know. So Susan, you know, sometimes too to ask him, you know, when you always have to be right and never wrong, I think what you're saying is you need me to be the one that's always wrong. That you need me to
have somebody in your life.
Yeah, that you need a person who can be the one that bears all the problems.
And all of us know that what he really needs to be dealing with is what happened way, way back that caused all this starting.
All this fear. All this
and
fear
that's what,
of being
that's some
bad.
Of the stuff we deal with in our intensive. I hope that will happen. Let's go to Rhonda, Chicago, Illinois. By the way, I'm going to send How We Love to her and I'll send this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Narcissistic Personality Disorder. And as we all know, this comes from a deep, deep, deep wound. Rhonda from Chicago, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
We're doing okay. How could we help today? What's going on?
Okay, I have a 39-year-old daughter who lives at home and refuses to leave. The room that she's in is all messed up and everything. She never, you know, cleans it. And there's just a whole lot with this, but I think the thing now that's really got me to call is the fact that she just bought a 2014 Audi car, and she doesn't really have a job that I would think that would be able to. She would be able to make these payments. But her thing is this. that she wants to stay, you know, she wants to stay home until she, quote unquote, gets married. She doesn't want to leave. And she wants to stay in my house all the time. And I'm just, you know, I'm just upset about it.
Well, let me ask you this. What happened that you feel so much guilt over her?
Well, I never thought about that I had so much guilt.
Well, you're just letting her do whatever.
I have a special needs child that I give up.
You're letting her do anything she wants to do, run all over you there, and it's not healthy for her or you. And so most of the time, the only reason that somebody does that is they feel so guilty about something that they just don't know how to rein it in. Is there anything like that in your relationship with her?
Not that I know of. I know that she did move out one time, but she I let her come back in. And I mean, she had just had, you know, people, creditors calling it all the time. They stopped now, but I don't know of anything that maybe I feel guilty that I don't give her enough time. But I always try to make time for her.
Well, I'm talking about when she was growing up. Was there anything? Did a marriage break up, or was there something that you just, you know, you felt bad about it, or? I'm just trying to figure out
you
why
said you
would
have
let her do that.
You have a special needs child as well that required a lot of attention?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so did you...
Now, my husband passed away when they were young, and I don't know, because I give them everything.
That's part of the problem.
Because they didn't have a dad, you're thinking, was that it, maybe?
Well, yeah. I think that.
So you felt guilty that they didn't have a dad, and you tried to make up for it by giving them everything. You also had a special needs child that requires a lot of attention, so then you compensate with the other one.
By giving her
more. And so she's not used to you really saying no to anything, and she just expects you to continually give to her.
I know we went out to breakfast yesterday, and she didn't even think about, you know, paying her share. You know, she just said, you know, I really felt bad, but I mean, I paid it.
But, okay, we understand.
Rhonda, I think you have to say to her, you have to have a talk with her that says, you know what, I have finally realized that I have made a huge mistake, and I have crippled you. I have tried so hard because of your dad, because of your sibling, to overcompensate for the losses in your life, that what I've actually done is cripple you from being able to make wise decisions and care for yourself. And I have finally seen the light, and I need to change that. And so I know it's going to be rough at first, but things are going to stop now. And I am no longer saying yes to everything, because that's only hurt you in life. Does that make sense, Rhonda?
Right. Well, it does make life.
Can
it
you
does,
do that?
It does
though.
Make sense, and I'm gonna. I have to, because you know, she keeps doing things like she was going to go on this really big cruise next year. Because she was 40 years old, and I know it was a big mistake because she doesn't make that kind of money. But then she got in an accident, and she said it was of God, and now she has this new car instead of going on the cruise. And I don't know. I just don't know how to.
Well, we're going
to
help you.
She
with
gets
that.
To make her own choices. She just doesn't get to do it on your dime.
So what does she tell her?
So I think you need to give her, a certain length of time. Like, you have 30 days to find a new place to live. And if you haven't done it within that time, I will be packing up your things and setting them on the porch.
But she won't have, she doesn't have enough, you know, she won't have enough money to live. She just bought this new car.
Okay, but that's not your problem. She's 39 years old. That's not your problem.
That's how she keeps you locked in.
Yeah, because she keeps you worried about her life. And at a certain point, you have to let it be her life. It's not your responsibility. And if she sleeps in her car a few nights, oh well. She's got to know that you're really serious, that you're done. Because if you even leave a crack, Rhonda, she'll take advantage of that.
And that's what she's doing.
Yeah.
And the room is just, she has all these papers, and she just won't clean the room, you know.
Right.
What has happened?
I really think that she...
Well, what you've done...
She sounds like a 16-year-old.
What you've done, Rhonda, is you taught her to be dependent on you.
Yes.
And what Jill is suggesting is that the dependency ends.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to grow up. She's like, Steve said she's like 15-year-old adolescent.
Yeah.
Well, irresponsibility is something that might have not been there if she'd had a good role model of a responsible father. And it's unfortunate that, you know, that dad wasn't there. So now, at this age, you have to do the tough thing. And it's not going to be easy, but
no,
maybe by age 55, you're going to have a responsible daughter on your hands. Wouldn't that be great? We'll be back.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Well, you know, it is so important that we don't compensate or overcompensate. Mm-hmm. You know, this poor mom, no dad, special needs child.
Yeah.
And so you think, I've got to do more for these kids rather than do what it takes to make them responsible so that they don't.
And a lot of times that's to ease the parent's anxiety, right? It doesn't help the child. It makes the parent feel good in the moment, right? And now I know that Rhonda realizes she has not equipped her daughter properly, so the guilt continues. Whether she realizes she feels guilty or not, her actions say that she feels guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be more abrupt now and more difficult, but she's got to do the hard thing because that's what we parents have to do at any age. We can start to do the next right thing now.
Right. Well, you know, Larry's in the studio, and oftentimes I'll introduce him with a point of humor or something like that. But in this case, Larry, I mean, you really are a great example of a dad who raised two very responsible young men. And I've always admired your relationship with them. It's affectionate. It's, it's manly. What did you do? What would you say was the thing that kind of was underlying you and Rhonda's raising of those boys to create responsible adults?
A few things. You asked me that at the break, and my first response was there's a balance between being a friend and being a parent. But it was also just treating them like people, and as they grew up, including them in decisions, not being afraid to say you were sorry for your mistakes. It was just being a real person to them and letting them see you as a human and not as this infallible person that yeah. parents tend to want to be as authoritarians.
Yeah, good. It's really good. Well, we've got to be responsible here. And we hope other folks will help us with that responsibility. It's a burden we have, but it's also a blessing, too. And so we want some folks to, what do you think, maybe Club New Life would be a great
Absolutely.
Thing to talk about today?
That Club New Life is a wonderful thing to talk about. We have a thank you for joining Club New Life for starting in January that is four videos that Mylan and Kay did, and they're a little over 30 minutes each. I think three of the four are over 30 minutes. One of them's maybe just a little under 30 minutes. I got to view those, and they're outstanding. They are four things that they haven't done videos on before. They haven't presented these things before, but they are really important videos.
What are the topics?
Oh, I thought that was on my sheet here, and I'm looking for it.
I know one is adult. It would be good for the woman we just talked with because it's
parenting
or loving your children.
Mm-hmm. Yep. One's how about talking to your kids about sex. One is 12 questions to answer that'll change any relationship.
The other is anger and the love styles.
Yeah. They're just really good videos. And if that's not an incentive for somebody to think, it might be worth joining Club New Life and supporting this ministry. It's an amazing ministry. I don't know what would be.
And they're just four videos in that whole collection of over 200 mm-hmm. so far that you have access. And it's just our way of saying thank you and being part of just the integral, the structure, the skeleton, the foundation, however you can say it, you are this ministry in every way, and it's just our way of saying we are so grateful.
And here's what your donation does. Just not 10 minutes ago, I got an email from Jeff in our call center, and he said, I thought I'd pass this along. I just took a $500 donation, and this lady wanted me to pass along that New Life has helped her family through very tough times. She said they always knew the scripture, but New Life showed them how to get through tough times. She learned boundaries about healthy relationships and so much more. You know, that's what you guys are doing, answering questions on the program every day. And I just want folks to know your gift is making a difference in the people's lives. And if you can continue to give, we would deeply appreciate it because it'll mean more people get more help.
That's right. Well, please start off January as a member of the club. I've never heard anybody say, man, I tell you, worst thing I ever did is join that Club New Life. you'll be glad that you did. Thank you, Larry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. Vince, Westport, Connecticut, listens online. Glad he does. Hey, Vince, how are you?
Oh, hey, great, guys. Thanks for my call. I'll tell you my situation, and then I'll ask the question after that, I guess.
Okay.
Basically, I'm married to a really fine Christian woman. We've been married almost 4 years. Everything I wanted on paper, you know, love-wise, I mean, for what I was looking for. And she was definitely the marriable type, loyal and committed and all that. But I'm not sure I ever really loved her. Specifically, even when I went to the altar, I didn't really have a deep love for her. So I kind of went into it kind of on faith, hoping that I would grow into that love. And so, you know, I've been practicing the agape and hoping that that would, at some point, maybe translate into maybe deeper affections or other kinds of love, like the Greeks, Eros and Phileo and all these other kinds of things. And I'm just wondering, it doesn't really, hasn't kicked in yet. And I'm wondering if this is common. Do you go through these stages? Because I really haven't felt a deep, really a deep love for my wife yet.
So how long have you been married again?
Agape, I guess.
How long?
4 years.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're talking to Vince. Vince has been married 4 years, and you know he was hoping that, I think, the passion would come, and it hasn't. And I think a lot of people, Vince, are in your situation, that they might have been married 40 years, and the passion was there, but it's gone, and we'll let Dave.
I have a question first. Vince, have you ever felt the kind of love that you're looking for with your wife?
Yes. Before I married her, and she was my first time I've ever been married, but I dated a girl, a Christian relationship, totally godly for a couple years, not even a hint of anything wrong, and I really, really did love her. And I had a deep affection. I really felt for her, and I'm kind of always have that in my mind. As a comparison, I don't want it. It just goes there. But she had some instability issues, and it probably wouldn't have been a good marriage. But this girl's a good marriage material. But I kind of yawn. I mean, I'm yawning on the other side of my mouth, even when we try and have a meaningful conversation. And, I'm serving her.
And trying
to do the agape advantage as a Christian that the world doesn't have. But I just...
Vince.
I'm committed, but
here you go, Vince. Hold on.
You don't distract yourself with pornography or anything like that, do you?
No, nothing like that.
That's good.
Never.
What about 1 Corinthians 13 and the behaviors of love? Have you worked on the behaviors of love?
I'm working on them. I fail those. I recognize it.
Because the emotion of love, the emotion of love always follows the behaviors of love. It never it precedes it before you get married because it pulls you together. But then you're working on a different cocktail in the brain with oxytocin and things like that that are the bonding kinds of hormones. Yeah. But the other thing that we often forget about is that passion is tied to play. I wonder if you're too serious about your lack of love at this point in time, and instead of kind of saying, oh, well, I'm going to work on the behaviors of love, and we're going to do some fun things together and have a grand time mm-hmm. as a couple, just really enjoying life and see what happens out of that. Because mm-hmm. you're almost, it almost feels like you're at that place where analysis has led to paralysis. Mm-hmm. The more mm-hmm. you analyze your feelings, the less you feel and the less you think you measure up in terms right. of the emotion.
Right. I have an activity I want to suggest to you. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
I think you should go down and volunteer at the city mission.
As a couple?
Uh-huh.
No.
Just
as
him.
A man. And I think you need to agape those people all over the place. That's uh-huh. where agape love needs to be given, as much as we can do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, God's the only perfecter of agape love. Then when you come uh-huh. back after agapeing them, I think you need to not agape her anymore. I think you need to get that out of your head with her. And you need to say to this, no agape here. And this is where the behaviors of passion come in. If I was passionately in love with her, what would I be doing? I'd be lighting candles around this house. I'd be, you know, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
You start to do that, and you start to get in that mode and woo her and romance her, not agape her anymore. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not negating the power and the call to agape love. I'm saying go do that outside your home, and let's see if we can get you into a different frame with your wife.
Right, because you've kind of sterilized this relationship.
Yeah.
And
yes.
you've made it like she's the perfect woman on
yep.
paper. So you married the
That's
resume,
right.
okay? You also have this idealistic person, the phantom lover, outside of your marriage. So you've got this comparison that, you know, once you walk down the aisle and you are with a real person, things do change. They do change, and it's not the same as kind of those years that you can remember, you know, prior to marriage, where you didn't really have a whole person. You just had, you know, a passionate dating relationship. Like, you didn't live with the person and have to deal with all of who they were. You just got to deal with the fun part. And that's a killer
right.
to marriage, right?
In other words, yeah. The person you were involved with before, you might have had even a difficult time liking after you got married.
Right.
Now, I'm wondering yeah. if you've fully let her go, if you need to grieve that loss a little bit more and get
right.
her out of your head. So you get the story of your current wife and the agape out of your head. You get that past
right.
relationship out of your head. But I'm telling you,
well,
you need to become Don Juan or whatever. I really read what the Song of Solomon mm-hmm. is all about. This passionate part needs to become your guidebook in the behaviors of love. I think something mm-hmm. radical like that could
well,
bring
and Vince,
about what you're
okay,
looking
so
for.
Along with that, Steve, mm-hmm. Vince, you also, I don't know if you're doing this, but it's likely possible that you're thinking you married the wrong person. And that... okay, so but
those,
so if you're thinking that at all, I want you to get that out of your head, because now that you're married to her, she is the right person. And if you were able to
right.
be passionate with someone else, that passion resides inside of you. And it's about getting in touch
yeah.
with it, like Steve is talking, and redirecting those uh-huh. passionate, loving feelings towards your wife and working out that struggle with her to create some passion.
Now,
because she's
right.
your chosen one.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm
right.
going to send you the Mediterranean Love Plan.
Oh, perfect.
Seven different right. secrets from the Mediterranean. Every secret has 13 different things for you and your wife to do. And I really believe if you'll do these things, and I have people say to me, we took the book, we did what it said, and we were never the same. And I have a lot of books that I've written. People say, we took the book, did what it said, and we're looking for another book. So this one works. It really does. And there's a lot of research behind what's there, a lot of practical, fun things. And I think it'll get you out of the frame of mind that's preventing some amazing things from happening there. So I'm going to get that to you. And anybody else, you know, if you're looking for 2019 to be the year of great passion and love, this is an amazing book that can unlock that for you. And then our marriage workshop, where we focus on intimacy. And I'll tell you this, I really think if you could get the two of you there, that has unlocked passion for a lot of people that thought there was no hope ever whatsoever. So I would encourage you to get to that. All right? Really glad you called. It's coming to you. The Mediterranean Love Plan. 7 secrets from different cultures of the Mediterranean. And you know, I'm so glad Vince called, because this is a great time of year to be looking at that. What was your relationship like last year? What do you need to do differently? And sometimes it's not what you think. You got to get out of yourself to truly get into that different frame of mind that you're looking for. All right. How about we go to Jessica from Atlanta, Georgia. Jessica, how you doing? Listening on Sirius XM. What's going on with you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. You're welcome. How can we help?
Yeah, I wanted to just ask a question about my current relationship. I met a guy about 2 years ago, and for the first time in my life, I am in a godly relationship with this man. It's something that I've prayed for a very long time. While we were dating in that two-year span, he told me that he had some insecurities and that he needed to tell me something before we moved forward with our relationship. And then he just kind of went MIA. Well, he's re-entered my life about 2 months ago, and we've been, you know, just getting to know each other all over again. And he has shared with me some emotional and verbal abuse that he's gone through. And I'm starting to really feel that he is not emotionally able to be present or give me what I need emotionally. I feel like I give, and I have so much love to give, especially now that I understand my role as a Christian possible wife, and we've talked about this, but I guess I don't know how to move forward in our relationship because he's got a lot of trust issues, and I don't know if I need to back off. I don't know if we should move forward. I just don't know what to do.
Really glad you called. A lot of times a person in this situation, unlike you, is so desperate, they say, oh, I'll just get married and it'll work out. It'll be great. You didn't do that. It's a great role model for other people to be hearing. Got an answer for you right after this. Hold on. You're listening to New Life Live. If you can help us, why don't you join Club New Life? You'll get to see some videos nobody else will. You'll have access to a library that nobody else can access. It's pretty amazing. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Become part of the club.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. Well, here we are talking with Jessica. And a godly man, emotionally unavailable, wanting to know what to do. Dave, what do you think here?
Jessica, there's something in you that's triggered by your relationship with him in the sense of how you feel needed, you feel productive, and it doesn't bode well for the future unless something's done for you to understand your part, but he's got to understand what he's doing as well. So one of the things would suggest is that you call one of our network counselors and do what Steve was calling a Fisher Cut Bait kind of premarital counseling or pre-engagement.
Pre-engagement
counseling.
So she says to him, I think we've got great potential. I think there might be some things that we could work on, and the best way to figure it out is with, you know, a third party, and then we'll both know if this is the future or, you know, we need to...
If we move forward.
Yeah.
Right, and you'll learn something by his willingness to do that.
Yeah.
Because if he's not willing to explore the issues and to work on himself, well, then this is the best it's going to get right now. And you can be sure that in marriage, these issues will be there and more pronounced.
Yeah, and he's looking to you as his counselor in some ways, and that's meeting some need in you, is meeting some need in him, but it's not the kind of needs that form a foundation for a good marriage. So don't bring that part up. Just say there's some things that are bothering me about...
Things we need to work on, right?
Yeah. As we move forward, and we want to make sure that we don't have unspoken kind of issues that are blocking us.
Now, here's a challenge to you. You ready, Jessica?
I am.
Sometimes emotionally unavailable men feel like they're in... the presence of an emotional vacuum cleaner, like you're trying to suck all the emotions out of him, and so he's protecting himself. You know, he's like feels like, oh, if I become any more available or emotional, I'm just going to lose me totally. Mm-hmm. And so could that have anything to do with anything?
You know, I think, I mean, he's talked about having a lot of trust issues, and I think because of being emotionally neglected, or verbally abused and emotionally neglected by both of his parents, he has a hard time expressing his emotions, or when I express my feelings about him not being emotionally available, then he shuts down, and then I find myself trying to win him back, but I know that he has the ingredients of a godly man because when we do talk, he's full of wisdom. I can tell that he is, you know, wanting God to lead him in his life. And I've dated a lot of different men, and I can see that this is a genuine Christian man. I just think that
if I said to you, you're kind of half a person. Would that be something that would draw you to me? I don't think so.
No.
And when a man hears that they're emotionally unavailable, they can be hearing, well, you think I'm like half of a person. It really hurts. And so I wouldn't use that anymore. When he's emotionally unavailable, I would tap into whatever emotion is available. I would want to talk with him about how that felt when he was abused and abandoned, neglected, or didn't feel safe. You start to bring out whatever's available versus shut down what's there by saying you're not emotionally available.
He doesn't know what to do with that.
Yeah. I don't know what to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Right? That doesn't tell him anything. So versus what Steve is saying, to draw out what is there.
Well, if you got with the counselor together, those are the kind of things that you would be able to talk about and reframe so that they're heard and understood.
I remember being on a date with somebody, and they said, oh, so that's why you're so emotionally unavailable. And I thought, well, maybe that's also why we're going to really cut this time short here. And you can find somebody that is emotionally available to you being so blunt. Because, you know, I wanted to say you're not very emotionally sensitive either.
Right.
So anyway, I'm coming from a personal experience of having heard that.
It's like we want to diagnose and we want to figure it out. And we tell, you know, our partners what's wrong with them, thinking they'll really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And they don't.
Right.
Yeah.
They
okay,
don't.
Well, we're out of time, but we are not out of resources for you. I'm going to send you this little book. Is this the one? It's got some great ways to determine if this is the one. And once you make the one, it's got some great things on how to make it the one. Anyway, I'll send that to you and hope and pray that something we've said right here has been helpful to you and to others. You're listening to New Life Live, and you know, you're listening to two of the greats right here. Dr. Jill Hubbard is the author of Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, The Secrets Women Keep, many other books. You can get those at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. Dr. Dave Stoop has written Smart Love, and that's a, you know, a lot of us are loving in a really stupid way. But Dr. Dave Stoop, he knows how to love smart. Ask Jan. And so you can get that, and also this great, great book, Forgiving What You Can't Forget. Oh, my goodness. That has helped so many people. And we hope that you'll tell some folks about the program. Maybe that could be something you could do, tell them about the program. And we hope that if you've never supported the ministry, well, that maybe you'd think about doing that. And we've mentioned the benefits of Club New Life. It's a great club to be a part of. I don't think you'll ever regret the support that you give us. Ask about this amazing Restoration Bible, too. If you're looking for a path and a process and a program to get better, do it. Also, we've got the Life Recovery Bible. We would love you to get one. Or what a great gift. A lot of people start recovery in January, you know. And what a great thing to come alongside and say, hey, this goes right along with all the biblical teaching that I believe in. Here it is right here laid out for you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want a resource, if you want help, you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you can help us support in any way, it's that same number, 1-800-NEWLIFE and newlife.com. We encourage you to get the app. There's a great app, the New Life app, at the App Store. You will love it. I'm going to just suggest something to you. One of my favorite stories, it's not a great story, but it's out of Luke, I believe it's Luke 17, where Jesus heals 10 lepers of the worst thing in the world, you know. I mean, at that time, you couldn't even be around anybody if you had leprosy. And they ask him to heal them, and he does. And one out of the 10 go back and thank him for the healing. Can you imagine? Well, I'm just going to challenge you to be the 1 in 10 and be grateful. Maybe 2019, you end up a decade. Actually, it'd be 2020 would be the end of the decade. But we kind of look at it as the beginning of the next one. Anyway, that's another issue. But you try this year, maybe, to be the 1 in 10 that's grateful, that doesn't move on to the next thing, before expressing gratitude to somebody that you appreciate somebody that you admire. Because gratitude leads to generosity. And gratitude locks us into the present. And gratitude leaves us wanting to experience every part of life that we can experience. My thanks to all of you who support us, listen, watch, pray for us, and thanks, Dave.
Thanks
and Jill
for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.